Danielle, let me see if I can get this right. Dr. Danielle Perotti.
Excellent.
Perotti is 100%?
That's correct. Thank you.
Welcome to the show. Nice to meet you.
You as well. Thanks so much for having me.
How long have you been in Yankton?
I think I have finished 8 weeks. I got here the 1st of July.
You're pretty new.
Yes, very new.
Well, we want to find out about you, what you do, where you came from, and your impression of Yankton, and how's it going? Are you up for all that?
Sure.
All right. I know you're a PhD and an RN, right?
Yes, that's
right. I wanted to get your letters right. And you are the VP for Health Affairs and Chief Nursing Officer. So my first question was going to be, who did you replace? But as it turns out, you didn't replace anybody.
Well, I didn't replace anyone directly. Dr. Kathy Magorian was the dean for nursing, and she retired. She departed in late July, early August.
But the title is kind of a new title.
The title has changed. The job has evolved to be a little bit more current and help us move forward in the current healthcare environment.
And where did you come from, Dr. Danielle?
Well, I jokingly call myself a little bit of a gypsy. So I grew up in Massachusetts, but most recently I was in Idaho. I was at Idaho State University with their nursing program.
So how come I don't hear a Boston accent? Did Idaho eliminate that and then you just came here to the middle?
There's been a few states in between there. So okay. My kids used to joke that they knew they were in trouble if my Boston came out, and they knew they were sick if my Texas came out. So I did go to work in Texas right after I had graduated originally with my degree in nursing. So I learned to be a nurse talking Texas. So sometimes you'll hear y'all come out of me. So my accent gets a little funny, depends on where I am.
All right. You got a little bit of everything.
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, I don't know if Yankton has an accent, but hopefully you're liking it here.
I love Yankton.
Oh, you mentioned kids. Yeah. We'd like to hear about them.
I actually have a daughter who lives out in the past Rapid City, out in Whitewood near Spearfish. I have another one still in Iowa who made her home there. And my third one is in Denver. I have three grown daughters.
Kind of spread out, but you know, still reachable.
Still reachable, as long as you don't mind a good road trip.
What were you doing before you came here, and then what led to coming here?
So I had a really exciting time leading undergraduate nursing at Idaho State University for several years. And that was a wonderful time for me. It was really the moment when I changed from practice to education. And I learned all about faculty and academia there. And then I got a call one day that Mount Marty had this new position. And to be quite honest, I said no thanks two or three times before the recruiter finally said, please, will you just read the job description? And I gave in because, you know, he was begging. So I gave in to the third time. And that's when I said, oh, this is really new and interesting. The position, because it is a new one, is one that's really exciting to me. It's open to a lot of possibilities. And it's really a wonderful match for my previous experience with a little bit of everything in it. And it is open to finding a new path. And that's an exciting thing for me. So I was thrilled to learn about it and talk with them.
You feel you're off to a good start with the school year just underway and you being new? Are things off and running in a good direction?
It is. I've got to meet students last week when they came back to campus. And as soon as students are back, everything gets more fun. I will tell you, the first few weeks of being kind of empty on campus was a little bit lonely. But now the students are back, the faculty's back. There's such an energy with undergrads that it's really exciting to be around.
Knowing you've been in Boston, in Texas, in Idaho, very curious to hear your South Dakota Yankton thoughts, your impression of the area and the people.
I actually really am enjoying Yankton. I think it's a beautiful mix of things in this town. When I first drove through, one of the things that struck me was how integrated the neighborhoods are, that everybody's right here and we're not separated by, you know, a lot of socioeconomic differences, where in a lot of towns you have this side of town and that side of town. Yankton's not like that. You walk down the street and talk to people. My neighbors all came out to say hello when I moved in. It's easy to get around. I was down at Riverboat Days. Did I get it right?
You got Riverboat Days right.
That
could be a little overwhelming to start.
Well, it was a little hot and sticky,
yeah.
But other than that, it was a lot of fun. A lot of great artwork down there. I really particularly loved seeing the artists and what they were were bringing out.
Are you into the river and trails and the outdoors and
I
all that?
I've been starting to explore now that the humidity's down. That's my only opportunity for improvement for Yankton, is see if we can do something about the humidity.
Yeah, it was, you know, you came at an interesting time. That was pretty rough.
I honestly felt like I was in Florida for a little while with the humidity and then a thunderstorm rolling through every evening. But yes, I am outdoors oriented, and I have been starting to explore some of the trails. So yes, it's a lovely place. I'm looking forward to spending more time out there.
As Vice President for Health Affairs and Chief Nursing Officer, what do you get to do for Mount Marty students? What is that position all about?
So the position needs to look inwards to students, and it needs to look outwards to our communities. The real goal is to ensure that Mount Marty is preparing the nurses for the future. And that means that I need to understand all of our nursing programs, our undergraduate, graduate, and doctoral degree programs. I need to be able to understand what the students need, find ways to meet those resources, and help them to get where they're trying to go in their own journeys, and do it while making sure that they're ready for the work environments that they're going to be entering. In an ideal sense, I will be able to help inform those work environments. We have a really important and strong partnership with the Avera Health System. And I've been starting to work with the nursing leadership in the system. And collectively, we're beginning those conversations about what do we need for nursing in the next 5 to 10 years? What are the needs of South Dakota and Nebraska and these rural areas? Those conversations are critically important so that I can come back to Mount Marty and help shape and prepare our environment to welcome students to get them where they need to go.
Now that you've seen the facility and the program and you're seeing behind the scenes, is it in a good spot and is there room to grow?
Yes to both. We are growing. We have our biggest freshman class just started this year, both for nursing as well as for undergraduate at Mount Marty. So the school is definitely growing as we speak. The facilities have a lot of availability, and particularly in nursing, I've been very impressed with the amount of simulation equipment that we have. It's a lot of very high-tech equipment that's used in nursing education these days so that we can practice things before we actually are working with patients. And Mount Marty has done a very impressive job of keeping up with that. Of course, there's always things that we can do more of and better, particularly as we try and double the size of our program. We're going to need to do a little bit of expansion and a little bit more investment over time. The school is in, it has a lot of strong resources to get us started and start on the next phase.
As if you didn't have enough to do. Did I hear right? You're trying to get rugby started? At Mount Marty?
Yeah, coach has already told me probably not, but I did
ask.
You're
a rugby mom, right?
I am a rugby mom, yes.
Yeah. Well, I think it's super exciting to watch, and it's something you're pretty passionate about.
I have to say I enjoyed it thoroughly. My daughter would be very embarrassed that I'm talking about her all these years later, but she was All-State in Iowa, and it was a fun sport to learn about and fun to watch.
Dr. Danielle Perotti, we are happy to have you here in Yankton and on the Mount. It's a pleasure to meet you, and I hope to run into you at future things, and I hope your experience is just outstanding here.
Thank you so much, Jeff. It's been great to talk with you.